There's a certain similarity between a pole and a Pop-Tart, in the eyes of the law at least. Venture back in time 200 years, to England. A man working on his house left a pole in the road one evening. It's not clear why. A traveler, fresh from a tavern, speeding on horseback, ran smack dab into that pole, suffered injuries, and sued the man who'd left it there. The man who'd left it there argued that the lawsuit wasn't valid. Witnesses said that had the horseback rider been paying more attention, had he not been riding so fast, he would not have hit the pole. And the court agreed. No recovery for the rider. He was partially responsible for the accident and could not recover under those circumstances. So in 1809 in England, contributory negligence was born. Contributory negligence means that if a plaintiff in a tort suit is negligent in any way, made even the tiniest of mistakes, the plaintiff cannot recover damages, cannot win in court, no matter how careless the defendant's actions. It is, as lawyers say, a complete bar to recovery. With contributory negligence, all the defense has to show is that a plaintiff made some bad move and the plaintiff cannot prevail. That's bad news for plaintiffs. The good news for them is that only a handful of states still follows the contributory negligence rule because it is so harsh. Most states, including Illinois, now decide tort cases based on comparative negligence. In simplest terms, a jury decides how much the plaintiff was at fault in causing his own accident, say 10%, and deducts that from the total amount the plaintiff would have received had he been faultless. So we know about the pole. Here's the stomach-churning tale of the Pop-Tart. A Pennsylvania woman popped the pastry into her toaster one fateful day and left to take her son to preschool. She returned to find her house ablaze. The Pop-Tart, cherry flavor, if news reports are to be believed, caught fire in the toaster. The woman, of course, filed a lawsuit against the makers of the two items at issue, the toaster and the Pop-Tart. Now, let's say the Pop-Tart-popping preschool parent Pennsylvanian lived in one of the handful of states where contributory negligence still exists. A jury would scrutinize her actions. Should she have been so eager to toast that pastry at that particular time? If jurors decided that a reasonable person would not have been so eager, would not have left the house after punching the toaster's lever, she could not recover at all for the damage done to her home. Even if, let's say, the Pop-Tart was an accident waiting to happen. If, let's say, Tony the Tiger had tucked an imprudent amount of cherry filling into that particular pastry. But in a comparative negligence state, a jury would look at both Tony and the woman. Jurors would decide how to slice the blame. Is she 20% responsible and he 80%? She 40%, he 60%? And what of the toaster maker? Her award would then be reduced based on how much her actions contributed to the Pop-Tart pandemonium. An interesting aside, the fire report, according to Knight Ritter, lists as the cause of the blaze unattended food. So no matter how you measure a plaintiff's negligence, contributory or comparative, there's an important similarity between a pole and a Pop-Tart. Never leave either one unattended. I'm Amy.